The big story all week was about alopecia. What is alopecia? Why does Jada Pinkett Smith have it? Why was she so offended by it? Dr. Adrienne Houghton is the director of medical and cosmetic services at Stony Brook Medicine. We know it's hair loss, but what exactly kind of hair loss? Like, how do you lose your hair as a woman? Like,
Doc, we don't know much.
We don't know.
We don't know much. Explain it to us.
Sure. So in the case of Ms. Pickett, she has alopecia areata, which is an autoimmune condition in which your immune system is attacking your hair follicle. For many people, it can occur in children to adults, and it's usually just patchy. Some people actually have total involvement of their entire scalp, and very rarely we see it involving the entire body, where patients lose the hair on their eyelashes, their eyebrows, and on their arms and legs, and that's called alopecia universalis.
So what triggers this to happen? Is it just genetic?
This is essentially is a genetic condition, and it can be exacerbated by stress, but it's found in those patients who have a genetic predisposition, even if they're unaware of it. So for the first time, we can see it in young children in their like age 5, or we can see it in adults, people presenting for the first time at 50 or 60 years of age.
Doctor, we see that, you know, I mean, for men, obviously, we've been talking about male baldness for, you know, plenty of years here. And there's varying treatments with different success rates and so forth. But with, you know, this condition as a whole, what is the treatment regimen? What can people do? Do they do anything about it?
When patients have alopecia areata, usually the first-line treatment can be topical medications such as topical minoxidil, commonly known as Rogaine, or topical steroids. And then more recently, there are some what are considered biologic medications such as Xeljanz that can be very effective to treat hair loss, although not yet FDA approved.
So I have other random hair questions, if you don't mind me asking. I recently had surgery and I was under anesthesia, and my hairdresser told me that a lot of my hair had fallen out.
What you are describing is telogen effluvium, and patients often notice that the hair is just falling out at the roots. And this is an accurate description, as a higher percentage of the follicles prematurely go into the resting phase. Normally, for the average person on any given day, 10% of your hair is in the telogen phase, or the resting phase, and the hair is just kind of shed from the hair follicle. But we see a higher percentage of hair follicles in telogen for patients who've had any type of trauma or impact on their body, such as surgeries, pregnancy, high fevers, stress, and infections.
I mean, you sound so calm and level-headed, doctor, but this is the most terrifying conversation I've heard in a very long time.
But if people that have alopecia, besides the topical ointments and all that, do they see a success rate in it growing back?
We can see good success. Treatment can take time. And for some people who have more severe disease, they may need to be on medications for long periods of time, sometimes in fact years.
I have one last dumb question. I remember hearing that every 7 years, your hair changes. Like the makeup of it, it falls out, it changes texture. Is that true?
The short answer is yes. This is determined by the length of your hair cycle.
My grandpa's still got a full head of hair at 90 years old. I wonder what crimes he committed in his past life to get that.
Raven always is like, used to brag about this thick head of hair. And now lately, he's real quiet.
Starting to thin out.
Yeah, he gets
starting
so mad.
Thin out.
He gets so mad.
Last couple of years, I definitely should be sleeping later.
Yeah.
Well, stress can definitely impact hair loss as well. So it's good to try to, you know, eat a healthy diet, eat a lot of protein. And then if you have any questions, just see a dermatologist, because there are a lot of great new treatments for hair loss.
Send me the magic elixir.
Right. Like if there's like a magic pill that I can take to make my hair thicker, like I really would like that.
Was that on the air?
Dr. Adrienne Houghton, Director of Medical and Cosmetic Services at Stony Brook Medicine. Thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure.